I want to ask this brother, if you would, I want to ask you, come up here and you have something you do. Don't you? Would you do that? Come up here. I want you just to just take your liberty.
Okay. Just prison. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to give him thanks and praise for bringing me safe in the midst. Bring me down here. We come all the way from New York. And we came, my wife and two little boys. We come to fellowship. Yeah. And I told my wife, my says, honey, we know it's 14, 15, 16 hours of driving, but guess what? We're going to get there. Yeah, we're going to get there. And I say this because we were really looking forward to coming and leaving all the way there and come and have fellowship with you folks, because something we were longing for. And we couldn't wait, you know? Yeah, we were looking forward in anticipation, you know? We wanted to be here, and we already had an idea. We know when we come together, when we gather, we know what's going to be, what's going to happen. It's going to be a spiritual explosion. And we know, what would have been getting ready to take place. And so we're thankful in our hearts that we can come here and share with you. And I want to say, when I entered the door last night, oh man, it was such a blessing. From the time I entered the door, you sense the prayer. The presence was so rich and so sweet in this place. And that's why I was telling one of the brothers up here last night. I call them minstrels, the people that help usher in the presence. And I said, brother, you guys are so, you all are so important more than you know. You all are very important people because, you know, you assist in ushering. We got to enter in. And you all assist and help us to get, you know, enter into that place. And let them know how important, you know, they really are. And when the brother said to me, he says go and join them, go partake. I said, brother, I already partook and we played together already. He said, oh yeah, yeah. I said, when I stand back there, I became one with them.
Yeah.
Yes, I became one with them. But it was such a blessing, and I got a tremendous release. I got, you know, I received so much last night. It was such a blessing, you know, such a blessing. I got loose and liberated, and yeah. You know, like when you were in a, as if you were being locked up, like the brother said, somebody go and you open up the door, and. Well, a door was opened up for me, and I came out. Oh, glory to God. Amen. But I want to thank him for each and every one of us here. You know, because the God in me loves the God in you. Amen, amen. I really, I just want to sing a little song. You know, I love praise and worship, and you know, that's my area. And I just want to, you know, do a worship song, and hopefully, you know, let's see where the Spirit would lead us from there.
Yes.
And it goes like this: Holy, holy, before you as a token of our love. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. And we lift our voice before you as a token of our love. Holy, 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 holy is the Lamb. Holy is the Lamb. Holy is the Lamb. Holy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. And we lift our hearts before you as a token of our love. Holy, 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 holy. One more time, let's sing it all together. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. And we lift our hearts before you as a token of our love. Holy, 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 hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Isn't he wonderful? Hallelujah, 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 glory, hallelujah, we bless his holy name, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, glory, hallelujah.
One last thing before I leave, one of the things I enjoy the most that I was sharing with a brother last night, I was saying, let go, let God, brother. I said, brother, just be.
That's right.
And let him play through you as you play and lead, you play guitar. Let him play through you. Let him sing through you. Let him worship through and in and out of you. Yes. When you go to praise, you know, through you, be your very being.
Yes.
And brother, once you do that, you're in the right place. Everything falls into perspective. Everything will fall into place. Amen. And that's what I want to leave with you today. Love you all.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you.
Annie, where are you at? You want to come up and share, play your guitar? You can tell your butterfly story, or whatever. Connie and I were talking about your butterfly story that you told last year when we were at Gary's at the convention. It was just awesome. Just be.
When we were on our way up here yesterday, Barbara and I, we were in another place the whole trip. He showed us that we were being called to an assembly here, to the temple of healing. Whoa. And he was showing us that healing is what freedom is.
Yes. Yes.
We're being healed from our limitations. We're being healed from our insecurities.
Yes.
We're being healed from our fears and our doubts and our unbeliefs. Mm-hmm. And I'm scared even if I say something that might be wrong. And we're here to be healed of our humanness.
Yes.
We have no idea what we are on the brink of. I don't. But this morning I had a major paradigm shift.
Yes, Father.
There's been two covenants cut in the earth so far. We're here to cut a third covenant. The first one was through Abraham with a little blood, a little flesh. The second one was through Jesus, our brother, with all his blood and all his flesh. I have no idea what will be called of us to be covenant cutters in the third covenant that God is about to cut with humanity in the earth. There's never been a people like us. There's never been a time like this.
Yes.
Jesus came in the fullness of time, but we are here in the fullness of times. Jesus came in a two-third of this thing. The second third. The house has an outside courtyard, an inner court, and a holy place. That outside of God's house is out in the sun. No spiritual covering, just the heat of the sun. Blood, guts, and sweat. When the priest out there offering this blood and guts, God said he never called for it because he didn't know God. They had an image of God.
That's right.
Only when he was praising and worshiping a humble contrite heart.
That's right.
Jesus came and gave him that sacrifice. But there's something so tremendous that we are here for, to be seated with.
Yes.
And the things you were sharing, brother. We're talking this morning, we don't have any idea what it means to be a covenant cutter. And we were saying now he's shown us the seed of it, and he will begin to give us understanding. And that's what God started doing this morning, is giving us understanding of what a covenant cutter is. To know who we are.
Yeah.
You can't cut a covenant with God until you know who you are. We stand on Jesus' shoulders. We've got to see beyond. We've got to see into greater works.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
You know, it's all, everything's a circle. Abraham took the baton and he took it up to Jesus. And now Jesus is giving it to us, and we're to bring the thing home. We're to bring it full circle. To bring God back where God came from, out of himself, back into himself. See, he called Adam and Eve. He called them Adam.
That's right.
What he did was took a part of himself outside of himself so he could fellowship with himself while looking at himself. You know what? That's what God did with us. He took a part of himself out of himself to fellowship with himself. He called us Christ. The heathen called us Christians. God's never called you a Christian. The heathen called them Christians at Antioch. He's always called us sons. We've always been family. And now the sons are growing up to take the responsibility of the family business, which is becoming the vine and then bringing people that still have the branch mentality, bringing them into the vine mentality until that, to that oneness, that unity, that allness of all in all in one. And when we finally know, you know, when you get something in your knower, nobody can take it away from you. But we can sit here and hear this precious brother say all those wonderful things all day. That don't mean we've got it, because we've heard him say it. It's got to be worked in you. When you take a picture with a flash camera, the first thing you see is a flash of light. It's great flashes of light and it's thundering me when he speaks. But that don't mean because he's got it, I've got it. I've seen a flash of light. But when you take that picture, the first thing you get is what you don't want. You get a negative. And then you get a great flash of light, and then sometimes you wonder why it all starts falling apart. Well, you just put that negative in a dark room. It's got to have a little acid work to bring forth that image out of that darkness of what you saw in that flash of light. That dark room experience is temporary, but that positive photo, when you get it, we are in the image of God, but that's being worked in. It's being worked in. You know, we're not going to get to be covenant cutters with God on beds of ease and roses. It don't work that way, because there's stuff in us that's got to be dug out by the root.
That's it.
Absolutely.
And he's digging and laying the axe. Laying the axe. You know, an axe has a metal axe on it, but the handle is wood. Wood represents humanity, still represents God. He's laying the axe to the root. He's cutting us away with his spirit of love and mercy and light and life. It can be a gentle work. As long as you don't dig your heels in, and bless God, even God's not going to move me. You see what I'm saying? If we don't kick at the pricks, it can be easy or not. He said, if you go his way, my burden, my yoke is easy, and my burden is not heavy. Ain't got nothing to do with heavy. Carrying his life. What a wonderful burden. I believe we're here, I know I'm here, to get a greater understanding of what I am.
Yeah.
I'm not a who, and you're not either. The first time I read in the book what they called God, it offended me to high heaven. But now, with a little acid work, it is wonderful. I have a course God gave me not long ago that blesses me, so if it don't bless you, I'm going to bless myself.